Welcome back. It is Popular Science, the magazine this month, The Bio Revolution, How Doctors Print Organs from Living Tissue. Pretty crazy stuff. Pick it up. It's on newsstands everywhere. Another problem that is happening in our world today is counterfeit medicine. And counterfeit medicine is surging in the black market right now. And we have to have a way of stopping this. Dr. Michael O'Neill, PhD, Chief Technology Officer at TrueTag Technologies, 3Ws.TrueTags with an S, TrueTags.com, I believe may have an answer for this. Just how big, Mike, is this problem about counterfeit medicine, and especially for here in the U.S.? I know they do it overseas all the time, but is it really that big of a problem here in the U.S.?
Greetings, Alan. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
Actually, on average, about 10% of the world's medicine is counterfeit. So that means out of a $800 billion industry, that's roughly about $80 billion that's counterfeit. So a very lucrative business for counterfeiters.
Wow.
Very extremely difficult to capture them.
I have heard kind of horror stories about counterfeit medicines, and because obviously if they're taking the time to counterfeit them, these are people that are not honest. So what do they really give a damn about whether it's healthy for you or not? Right?
Exactly. They don't. It's
so,
all about the bottom line and making money.
Well, tell us about TrueTag and how this invention works.
Well, TrueTag you can think of as microscopic edible barcodes. We start with silicon wafers, similar to what you'd see in the semiconductor industry. And we create a pattern of tiny pores at the nanoscale level across the surface of the wafer. And then we remove a thin film of those nanopores and break it up into fine dust, about 25 to 100 micron size or so particles. And then this dust is oxidized at high temperatures, and it turns the elemental silicon Si into SiO2 with the addition of oxygen. So it becomes silica. And these silica particles reflect light, but because of the nature of the nanopore patterns, we can manipulate the colors that reflect from that pore pattern. We can create millions of different color patterns, so we have a unique spectral ID that can be used effectively like a label or converted into a numeric ID number and serve ultimately as an invisible edible barcode.
So, and in essence, are you printing it on like a printer with edible ink, kind of?
No, actually, for pharmaceuticals, we simply add the TrueTags into the existing film manufacturing process during the film coating step. After tablets are pressed out of the powders that they're made of, it goes into something that looks basically like a clothes dryer. Mm. And the tablet coating is sprayed on where the TrueTag has been added like a pinch of salt, small amount, to the existing recipe. And the spray covers the pills as the pan slowly turns over a portion of an hour or so, creating a thin coating. And the tags get carried along with that coating and attached to the outer surface of the pill. So you can think of it like a microscopic sugar donut almost on the outside of the tablet.
So is it visible? Are the tags visible to the naked eye?
No. They're on the borderline of human vision. The only way we can see them is actually to put them under a TrueTag reader. So we use that reader to scan the surface of the pill to locate and read and decode the spectral barcodes that are reflected off of these embedded microtags. And then once the reader confirms the presence of a tag and the appropriate spectral code, it then authenticates the pill and confirms any product intelligence associated with the pill. For example, product name, strength, site and date of manufacture, expiration date, country of authorized sale, et cetera.
So this is really for those who are bottling the pills and selling them to the consumers, not something on the consumer level.
Not yet at the consumer level.
Right.
That's right. It's a business-to-business offering right now where we help big pharma and nutritional supplement companies help police the supply chain to help keep the products coming out of their manufacturing plant getting to you, the consumer. It helps keep that on the up and up and check for possible counterfeit infiltration into the chain.
So really, necessity was perhaps the mother of invention here in order to be able to find out, because a lot of products are made overseas, obviously, and you're just making sure that your supply chain is not cheating on what they're putting in these pills.
Exactly. Yeah. Counterfeiters are getting more and more sophisticated. A lot of security efforts now are focused on packaging, like holographic stickers, special inks, advanced symbology. But really, any of those measures that can be seen can be copied. There was an instance where a fake was discovered because the print quality was higher than that of the original. The counterfeiters have access to, you know, the same or better printing and packaging equipment as the legitimate manufacturers.
Isn't that amazing?
What we're doing is to validate that even if you have an authentic package, you don't know whether what's inside is real. So we're pioneering what we call on-dose authentication, which helps confirm what's in the package or the bottle or the blister pack is the real deal.
Right.
And then we can also read that item in question on the spot in the field and know in an instant if the product is genuine or not.
So who's using this to, I can make sure I can buy their product so I know I get the real thing?
Well, we're working on an emerging market and technology, and we're in pilot studies right now with a number of customers in the nutritional supplement and pharmaceutical space. It's not on the market at the moment for purchase, at a consumer level, but we are working to grow the technology and look forward to a good future. There's unfortunately a lot of counterfeiting ahead for all of us.
Boy, I'll tell you. I love it. Edible barcode, in essence. It seems like there's a big future for a lot of things for this to make sure that we're not getting counterfeit medicine. Well, if you want to find out more about it, check out TrueTags.com with an S, TrueTags, TrueTags.com. Dr. Michael O'Neill, PhD, thank you very much. Chief Technology Officer at TrueTag Technologies. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Alan.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Popular Science will be right back with our editor-in-chief. Stay tuned.